Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carson here, Christian Sinners Report. Daily podcast. We're in the feast season. We just finished Yom Kippur yesterday, a day of atonement. Now we're pressing toward the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. And the Lord is decreeing that you be happy and then walk in happiness. What does that mean? All right, let's learn about that today. Well, we do worship our Lord, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. Well, welcome. It is Tuesday. It's 26th day of September 2023. I pray you had a good day of atonement, or Yom Kippur, as we say, which was yesterday from, well, it was actually from Sunday night to Sunday, Monday evening at sundown. I pray you maybe fasted, you sought the Lord and had an encounter. Even if it's small, press into that. And I got a real download yesterday, and I won't be able to share it yet. I got to get it recorded and put down and typed, and I wrote it out, but I got to type it in and really get more clarity on it before I release it. I want to honor the word of the Lord. It is a clear word for the coming season. There's many topics he led me through, and I believe it'll be a help and just a guide for many in the body of Christ for the next year. Well, I want to talk about, as we race toward Feast of Tabernacles, which will be this weekend coming up. And so I really got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here to talk about it. Friday, we have our Supernatural Friday podcast. And so then we'll have a celebration this weekend. And I don't want to not give you some prophetic insight of what we're heading into. And I want to talk to you about being happy. You know, remember that old song, Happy, Happy? It was a song just about being happy. And that's a world's idea, but I'm talking about the happiness that comes during the Lord and from the Lord. And Tabernacles is a season of happiness. It is a season where we tabernacle with the Lord. We're supposed to be doing that now. Our tabernacle is yielded to Him. But there is going to be a physical tabernacling come, 1,000 years, where enemy will be tied up and every knee will bow, every tongue will confess He's the Lord, whether they want to or not. We'll go up to Jerusalem for the feast. We'll celebrate this feast for 1,000 years, every year for 1,000 years. Think about that. That makes me happy, and I want you to be as well. It's a mitzvah or a commandment. The mitzvah is the Hebrew word or commandment to be happy during the season. In Sukkot, that's what Leviticus 23:40 says. So the Bible says that we're commanded to be filled with joy as the Torah, as the instruction, Torah means instruction, tells us. Question is, how can the Torah, or, you know, Old Testament, Moses stuff, command us to be happy? How can it command an inner condition? What goes on inside me? If I'm not happy, how can you tell me to be happy? You ever somebody tell you that? Just get happy. Get in a better attitude. You know, how do you do that? Philippians 4:4, Paul tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. How did he say that? How do you keep rejoicing always? And say it again. Do it again. Look, I can't control my emotions that way, you say. And the answer to this commandment is understanding this principle, the Torah principle, we'll call it. It teaches that the fate of the Israel, or the destiny of Israel, hinges on the mitzvahs, or the commandments, with joy. After the scripture tells us the long list, it tells us, if you read it, you remember all the list of disasters that will befall the Jewish people if they don't follow the Lord properly. And one verse says that this all came about because you didn't serve God with happiness, with joy during the season when you had everything you needed. This is to the Jeremiah scripture. You know, if you don't have peace when you're with, you know, with the in this season, what are you going to do when the horsemen come? When we're in the thicket of the Jordan, how are you going to handle it then? Look, we are in a time of peace, whether you believe it or not. As crazy as chaotic it is, we're still in the season of peace, and we are commanded to follow the Lord and to follow God with joy and with happiness in our heart. I know this is a hard principle to understand. It's quite difficult. Hang in there. But the question has to be asked, why is happiness so significant? After all, if a man does all the specific commandments, then that should be enough, right? If we do what God asks us to do. Why is the destiny of the Jewish people hinged upon that, of doing these commandments, which happiness and joy in their heart? That's what God was commanding them to do. And we believe it's because joy is both an indicator and a result. Look, when a person understands why they're here on the earth, that's you and I, why are we here? And that God put us here for these few short years to accomplish what he destined for us. When we understand that we are eternity based in what we say and do while we're here, the value of this commandment is not so difficult. We need to understand that God gave us these directives for our benefit, to change us and to change the world. And when you start understanding the accomplishments of this commandment and what it does, it then becomes a very valuable thing. And with that understanding, I want to pursue this directive with enthusiasm, and I want you to as well. And it brings great satisfaction and happiness in our life as we realize it's through Messiah Jesus that I can carry out all that he's asked us to do. Look, God created us to grow, to accomplish. God put in us this temporary tabernacle that we're in. We're going into tabernacles, right? To reach this world and reach higher levels in him and to change the world that we live in. Ultimately, to bring about the needed changes in our own lives. So the key indicator of a person living on track, listen to me, is when they walk in happiness or joy. What's that? Because it's an indicator that he is in sync with himself. Why am I here? And when I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I walk in happiness, regardless of the difficulties. I'm not saying you're going to be laughing every day. Look, it doesn't matter what you obtain in materialistic things. It really doesn't, unless you are doing that one thing you were created to do, and that is growing. Look, God created you to grow, accomplish, to change. And when you do that, you feel this inner peace and this happiness inside of you. However, that only occurs if you understand life and if you understand why you were created. Look, once you understand that, and like they did, and that you've only been put here for a very short year, few short years to accomplish and grow, you understand the purpose of your commandment. This allows you to do it with tremendous energy and with joy because you realize the change that it brings about. And this, in turn, what it does is it creates more joy, which becomes more firepower and energy to move forward. Look, you have to admit that. When you got joy and happiness, you have a spring in your step. You have more energy in you. The commandment doesn't become a law that has to be carried out. By God, you're going to be happy. But it becomes an opportunity to grow and change the earth into what you have been sent here to do. The litmus test to see if a person is on track is their happiness and their joy. Why? Because if you understand your purpose in life, you will be happy. And I'm not saying, again, you're not going to have difficulties. But if they are just existing and you're just passing time, you're clocking the days, you will not be happy. Your needs will be deeply unmet, and it'll drive you in so many issues of your life and to move into unhappiness. When a person grows and accomplishes and uses their time appropriately, they will become happy and satisfied. This is one of the greatest indicators that your life is on track. I'm not saying you're going to have some waste days. We all struggle with that. We realize we didn't do what we were called that day. But ultimately, the body of Christ's destiny hinges upon this revelation. Look, if you're obedient to what you've been asked to do, And then what will happen is the byproduct will be the joy and the happiness as the kingdom grows dramatically. And if we do it with drudgery and out of the just a grind, as I call it, then unhappiness will be upon you. But if you do it properly, unhappiness diminishes in your life. And this leads, if you don't do it properly, it'll lead to oppression, and it makes all within us an oppressed people. And we just came out of what? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And we have looked at ourselves and seen where we've grown, where we've not grown. We're trying to correct issues of our life, and we're trying to come in line with the Word, not only the Word of God, but also the Word over our lives. And that brings us into Sukkot, or Sukkahs, a place of joy and hope as we tabernacle with Him in this coming season to accomplish the great things that have been put before us by the King. James 1, 2, and 3, consider it pure joy. My brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because knowing that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. So James tells us you can have joy in the midst of trials. Why? Because the trial that you're in is based on the purpose that you're in. And if you're doing your purpose in the trial, you have a joy. Look, I know it's part of the game, right? Psalms 47, clap your hands, all you nations, all you people, shout unto God with the cries of joy. Right? Isaiah 9:3, you have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoiced before you as a people rejoiced at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. Ecclesiastes 9:7, go, eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for it is that God favors what you do. Come on, get some of this. I'm just trying to encourage you. Proverbs 10:28, the prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked come to nothing. 1 Peter 8:9. Though you have not been seeing him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with the inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I can go on and on and on. I got about 10 more scriptures. You want some more? There's just tons of things in the Word about this promise that you can have. Nehemiah 8:10, Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And what were they doing? Rebuilding ruins. You can have joy in that. In Isaiah 12:6, shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for the great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Philemon, verse 7, it says, your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. All right, a couple more, and then I'm going to pray for you. Psalms 30, verse 5, for his anger lasts only for a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain at night, but rejoicing joy comes in the morning. Romans 14, 17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And the last one here, Hebrews 12, 2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now catch this, because Revelation 3 talks about us, talks about this very thing about doing what you're called to do. Jesus found joy because he was in his purpose, and he was about to go on a cross. He was about to be nailed and beaten and scorned, despised, and yet he found joy in his purpose. You can be happy. Your circumstances do not determine your happiness. Your purpose does. If you are in your purpose, you can endure all trials. The problem with pain and depression, discouragement, is you are under trials and pain because you know you're not in the will of God. In other words, you're not doing what you're called to do. I've been there. I don't care how successful you are. You will not walk in happiness and joy. No, you can feed your flesh. Sin is pleasurable for a season, but you cannot have true joy and happiness when you're not doing what you're called to do. And when you're doing it, and that's biblical mandates, not just not your prophetic mandates, praying for the sick, you know, raising the dead, healing, casting out demons, those type of things. That's where you can walk in joy. You're doing what the word says to do. And then more importantly, when you're doing what your prophetic destiny is, the joy and the happiness will be on you. So I command you today, as you walk in your purpose, that's what I really command you to do. Walk in your purpose, and joy will be a product, an indicator of where you are in the spirit, and you can walk in it. Lord, this is not an easy word, but Lord, I pray for everybody listening today that as they walk in their purpose, that they will experience this joy and they'll understand what Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, he says rejoice. Father, bless right now the listener with this supernatural joy as we go into Tabernacles. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. I love you guys. See you tomorrow. Be happy. Well, thanks for listening each and every day on these daily podcasts. Don't forget to go to our app or our website, but mainly our app, where we list all the things we're doing. We have things like prophetic flexes, where you can come online and we'll pray for you. We have healing ministry that we do online as well. There are many things we do. If you live in the Shreveport-Bossier area, you're welcome to come to these events as well. We do prayer at the congregation on Tuesdays at noon, as well as our live streams at noon. We do so many things. You must find out what we're doing in order to be a part of that, and we'd love you to do that. Thanks for sowing into all this, because everything we do can go back to your faithfulness to give. We thank you for that. So have a great day. Come back tomorrow as we keep releasing revelation.